My guests in this afternoon's tea break here in the studio are John Freeman and Sophie Alexander. Sophie, hi, and welcome to Suzy Radio.
Hi, thank you for having us.
And John, welcome to you.
Hello.
Now, both of you are involved in the making of short films, but let's begin at the beginning. John, you're from North Holmwood?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you're very much a local resident, and Sophie, you're from a little bit further outside the area.
Yes, I'm from West Horsley.
Which is just off limits for Suzy Radio, but nonetheless, you're very welcome. Sophie, tell me, what's your background? What's your academic background?
My academic background is probably not the most traditional. I did sports science at uni, but found that actually film was for me. So lots of drama societies at uni, and unfortunately having to sell my horse gave me more time for drama, and I just found something I absolutely loved.
So now you're going to be a media person. And yes. What about you, John? How did you go about your studies?
Well, since college, really, I've always been doing media-related courses, media studies. And then when I went to uni, I did a bit of a change, but still media-related in journalism. But even as I did journalism, I always kind of stuck to the TV modules, focusing on filming and everything. And then as soon as I left university, Sophie and Ben, one of the actors in our film, offered me a chance to be a runner on a feature film. And it's just taken off from there, really.
So, Sophie, tell us exactly how you got together as a group.
So, as John said, we met on a feature that I was working on, and he was a runner. And ever since then, we've been working on other features together, and we just found that we work well together and decided, let's make a film together as well.
And how did you get to the stage of being involved in that feature where you all met up?
I was very lucky. Well, I was running on a film the previous year, and I was very lucky to meet someone there who offered me the opportunity to be a third AD on this feature. And as part of my crew, I needed runners to help me, and so I asked John to help. So that's how I got involved with that, and that's how John got involved.
And John, tell us how big the group is now.
At the moment, there are three of us, and we're just about to recruit a fourth member to our little production group. We've got two writers and an actor and a producer slash actor.
What does producing involve, Sophie?
A lot of organisation, from sort of the finance aspects of the filming to making sure that all the departments have everything they need. It's generally organisation and making sure everyone has everything they possibly need for the day.
And are you involved on the techie side as well?
I'm not sort of mainly involved in the techie side, but I make sure that they have all the equipment that they need, and any issues that they have, again, I organise hiring of equipment.
So you're a production manager, so to speak, really, yeah?
Yeah.
And as director, John, does that mean you're in charge of keeping the troops in line?
Pretty much. My main job is to focus on the actors and make sure the actors are comfortable with what they're doing, that they feel ready to act and everything, and that the writers have got the scripts all correctly laid out, and that everyone knows what they're doing on set, basically.
Tell us what your first venture's called and what it's all about.
Okay, so our first short we're working on together is called Blood on the Road. This film follows Neil Page, a character who is a police crisis negotiator, who deals with regular attempted suicide calls, and his job is to basically talk people out of this action they've chosen to do. And this one call in particular on a certain day, brings him back to a very personal moment in his past, which is quite a dark moment for Neil, and he basically has to make the choice to do the right thing or to go off the rails, effectively. So you see Neil's action, kind of his trail of thought, and how he's going to decide how to handle the situation.
It's quite an arresting title, Sophie.
It is, but with this film, with our first sort of short film, we wanted to make an impact and create something that had some meaning, hence Blood on the Road, yes, like you say, has a huge impact. And we also wanted to raise awareness of issues that some people may have, such as depression and bereavement, of losing someone.
What about the lessons that we can learn? Because clearly this is a topic which involves a journey and some sort of resolution. What can we learn from the film?
I think the main thing to come away from this film with is that no matter kind of how dark a turn your life has taken, no matter the mistakes you made or anything, there is always hope. And if you just hold on long enough, you will eventually find it. You just can't give up. You have to keep kind of almost fighting for it until you get there. But there was always a way out.
So it's a startling title and a relatively dark subject matter, but very much light at the end of the tunnel.
At the end it's meant to show kind of that there is hope for anyone, no matter kind of what you've been through. There is always something there for you.
And that's hope expressed, really, Sophie, through the whole concept of forgiveness leading to redemption, I guess.
Exactly that. We hope that those maybe suffering will gain something from this film and hopefully find that light at the end of the tunnel.
And that's a lesson which really is as old as the hills, isn't it? I mean, you can go back to the good book itself to find that message, can you not? Any particular reason why you'd choose dark subject matter, other than it's being arresting and wanting to teach a lesson?
Well, for our first film, we wanted to kind of have something, again, with a deep impact and to make people really think about a topic. And we're just kind of looking at topics that we feel really could be covered. We figured the message was really important to send to people to give them hope. And then there was a story I found online, which I thought was really nice. In Australia, there was a man who bought a house at this cliff, and this cliff had a bit of a reputation where people would supposedly go. He would come out and he would talk people out of it, and he would help them through their problems. I thought it'd be really nice if you could kind of get that same kind of message across through a film, and obviously so change the scenery, the location, everything, and that's how we came up with the idea for Blood on the Road.
I suppose, Sophie, it saves you both the necessity of going down to Beachy Head and acting as practical counsellors. Easy to smile, but it's a very real problem, isn't it? People take their own lives at Eastbourne every year.
It is a huge problem. I've been speaking with some of the charities, and they were saying there's a huge stigma attached to it, and some sort of people do not actually understand the issues that these poor people go through. So we're trying to break down that barrier and try and make people understand so that they have more sympathy and more support for them.
John, let's turn to the practicalities. How have you been preparing to make the film?
Well, the first preparation was obviously getting the script ready. So I've been working with a writer called Benjamin Cooper, and we've been writing the script for the last few months now, coming up with concepts and then taking it to other producers and other writers for advice on what we can change to make it better and make the correct script. The second stage really then was to find actors who would fit the parts perfectly, which we've been lucky enough to find. And then obviously Sophie has been doing her part as well.
Yes, like I said previously, we've been looking for some of the funding aspects, but also we've been scouting for locations, hiring equipment, getting the cast involved, and we've been very lucky to work with some brilliant crew members previously, so we've hired them again, and not only are they really good friends, they are really talented at what they do.
Are we talking solely exterior locations, on location, or have we got studio work here as well?
It's mainly exteriors. There's no studios in this. We've got three different locations so far, and they're all mainly, exterior locations.
Does that involve permissions and you paying the owners of said locations money?
It can do, yes. But we're very lucky, again, that we've picked locations that are either sort of like friends or it's sort of like a local community, so they're more than happy for us to film. We're trying to make this film sort of about locals.
Okay, well, let's talk then about short and long-term goals with this project and indeed with your ongoing careers thereafter. What about the short-term? What about funding? What sort of money do you need?
So we're currently looking to get funding via Indiegogo, which is a site which sort of you apply to and people can donate. So that's our primary income from there. We do have a contingency plan just in case, but as I say, Indiegogo is where the funding is going to be coming from.
And how are our listeners able to support the project via the process you've just described?
So if you go onto the Indiegogo site, you can sort of search for Blood on the Road and there should be a link there. Or similarly, we have a Facebook page and we have a Twitter page as well, which shows you all the links to sort of every aspect of our film. So Blood on the Road is the one to look for.
Okay, and are there any good old-fashioned ways of making personal contact rather than going through the web?
Absolutely. We have an email address, which is bloodontheroad@outlook.com, which you're more than welcome to email. We'd love you to email. That'd be amazing.
bloodontheroad@outlook.com. And Blood on the Road, all one word, yeah? Okay, well, that's the short term. What sort of money are you really looking for to float this project?
Well, we're currently aiming for £7,000. That is our target goal. That will mean we'll be able to fully sort of pay people, fund locations, and also we'll be able to enter the film into festivals, which would be, so we'll get more coverage, more people seeing it again, and then allowing people to see the effects.
And John, do you have influential backers in reserve? Will you be able to float the project one way or another?
Yes, I mean, if we don't get the money from Indiegogo, we do have contingency plans in place to make sure we can still make this movie, but our main aim is to go through Indiegogo and get it made through that.
Well, we wish you every success with Blood on the Road. Tell me fairly briefly, if you will, Sophie, what are your long-term career goals?
So our long term is what actually involved John as well. So we're looking to sort of do a few shorts to get some good experience going and then hopefully make some features as well. So hopefully by the end of next year, our production company will be up and running, and we would have done a few shorts as well as having a feature done and then doing web series.
So you're happy for Sophie to speak for both of you, John, as far as that's concerned?
Yep, she's completely correct. That is our long-term plan.
In which case, tell us about the song that the pair of you have chosen to conclude our chat this afternoon.
We have chosen How to Save a Life by The Fray. We figured this song was kind of appropriate for the meaning to the film, as well as the lyrics kind of matched kind of the similar message to the message the film is planning to send out.
John Freeman, Sophie Alexander, we wish you every success with Blood on the Road, your first project, and on in your media careers. Thanks ever so much for dropping into Suzy Radio this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.